The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody, me nombre es Doug y me encanta el cine. Also, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
I still had to do that part. Oh, that would have been so funny if everybody just shouted back, me nombre es Doug. Coming to you once again on Cinco de Mayo from Zadie's in Rosemont, Illinois! There's a new Broadway musical called Illinois, and, you know, what a clever turn of phrase, but just fucking, why reinforce stupid people's pronunciation? Anyway... It's Sunday, May 5th, 2024, and it's time for Doug Plugs!
Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs!
I don't know why you're so into it, but okay. It's just places I'm going to go that aren't here, but I'll tell you. Cincinnati, good old Cincy, Saturday, May 11th. That's next Saturday. I'm doing stand-up and Doug Loves Movies at Commonwealth Comedy Sanctuary, the podcast at 420, and stand-up at night. Separate admish required, but come on out for one or both. On May 12th, I'm back at Comedy Works in Denver for another Mother's Day stand-up show. And Doug Loves Movies is back at the Improv Lab in L.A. on Tuesday night, May 21st. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Come on! Wallet! Shh! Dancing?
Amazing. Thank you so much. Give yourselves a round of applause, as hacky comics like to say. I don't know why I looked over at the other guests when I said that. That is, they are not what I was describing. We did a show together yesterday, some of us, and nobody said give yourselves a round of applause at any point. Let's look in the prize bag. It's a fun little semi-reusable paper bag from a program that I did. I've been on it twice since it's come on television this year. It's called After Midnight, and it's on late at night on CBS. And since I've done it twice, I got some of the same gifts that they give you twice. So I don't need two of these things. So I'm giving you a ring light that says After Midnight on it. Any influencers here today? And then I got to figure this out if I'm going to use it or not, because I don't really have a car. But this is one of those, you know, tag things where you could put it on something and then find it later, like your child or a pet. Yeah, and then from our friends at Peacemaker, I brought a rubber pipe. It's got a carabiner if you want to really weird out and have your pipe hanging off your... It's legal here now, I guess, so you could be more blatant about it. But then it's got... I like the top, because the top, you take it off and it stays right there. And you just flip it back on there, you know, if you see cops. It may be legal, but they can still be dicks to you if they want to. Oh, they have some Hershey's Kisses backstage, so I put one of those in here. Nothing like a little kiss. And then finally, a really cool, very limited edition hat. This was a hat that was given out to each person who attended the premiere of the new Chris Pine starring and directed joint called The Pool Man. Yeah, it's coming out on Friday. This is a Pool Man hat. You wouldn't even, it doesn't say the name of the movie on it. You know, so if you don't like the movie, it's no big deal. You can still wear it. It just looks like you like pool men in general, because it's just got the silhouette of a pool man with his pool net. And, yeah. So all of that is going to be taken home by somebody here. Can you believe it? That's insane. that's why people keep coming back. Is there anybody here tonight who won the prize bag at one point or another? Has that happened to anybody here? Ooh, exciting. It's going to be a first-time experience for somebody. Because sometimes those people that win, they like win more than once because I can't remember. And you know, they come up with really, really cool name tags. All right, let's get my guests out here. Are you ready? All right, let's do it. These are two of my three favorite Chicagoland peeps. Give it up, everybody, for Colt Cabana, Rena Kolb, and Karina Magyar. Hey, gang, let's meet all of you. You're all so nice and polite. Let's meet all of you individually and alphabetically by first name. So, yeah, figure that out.
I win.
I thought it was me.
Let's go with formerly an Austin comedy phenom, now a Chicago comedy phenom. It's Karina Magyar.
Hi.
Hey, how's
Hi.
It going?
Well,
scooch out a little bit there,
okay.
Scott, so I can... Oh.
We do this every time.
Everybody.
My fake name is Colt. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Wait, you always tell me I can call you whatever I want.
All right. It's not my time. I'm so sorry. Okay,
also,
bye.
That was like, you know, that was an aside to the guy playing, you know what I mean? We'll get this right eventually. Okay. When I introduce you, I'll say it right. Karina, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I wrote it down and everything.
Okay.
Thanks for making the trip to Rosemont.
You're welcome. That's
not really a question,
no.
Is it? But I really thought that would strike up a conversation.
I thought maybe...
And it turns out I'm right.
Yeah.
Because you had a bit of an accident on your way here.
I did. I was driving, and if you... These are lovely glasses, but if you notice my finger... the lens popped right out into the French fry graveyard, and I couldn't get, so I could just do this and it's going to hurt and I won't like this side of the crowd as much, so to make it even I'm going to go blind, and to tell you how blind I am,
how
this
blind
is
are you?
Stop it, Doug. No, seriously, like I'm on stage with Doug.
Yeah.
Paula Poundstone. That's how, yeah. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But I
feel like I slipped into a colorful suit.
Anyway.
As Paula would do.
I'm just glad I actually am in Rosemont, because I have no way of knowing.
All right. Well, yeah, you made it. And I don't think for, you know, movie trivia and audio podcast, I don't think you need to see anything.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have to describe the name tags to you so you can choose who you're going to
I do have the lens. I got it. I'm going to monocle it.
Oh, look at that.
When I need to pick a name tag.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Okay.
All right. It's good to see a monocle in comedy again. Rest in peace, Bud Friedman. All right, ready to take ass and kick names. I didn't get that right either. It's Cole Cabana.
I'm here.
What's going on, dude?
So much. Thank you.
Should I, since it's Cinco de Mayo, how do you feel about Cole Cabana? You know, put a little, spin into
it. When I wrestle, I used to wrestle in Puerto Rico, and they would call me Colt Cabana.
I love it.
And I'd be like, I'm just a Jewish kid from the suburbs of Deerfield. that is not me.
Yeah, I'm just Colt Cabana Schwartz. thank you for being here, and what's going on?
I mean, I'm wrestling full time. For those of you who don't know, I'm a professional wrestler. I wrestle with a company called All Elite Wrestling. We are Warner Media Discovery outfit. We're on TNT and TBS, so it's so cool that I get to wrestle and work for the company that I watched so many movies as a child. The same television program. So that's very exciting. Although I don't, you know, I wish at the same time, like, you know, like, I don't know, Schwarzenegger and they would all be backstage with us hanging out, but they're not. Like, I thought they were, like, they were as much TNT as TBS as I would be, but they just follow the money. They don't care.
So. Oh. Well, I wasn't looking for a sad story, but.
Oh. I did reach out. Who is the comedian who would do dinner in a movie?
Paul Gilmartin.
And I was like, let's reboot this. And he was like, yeah. And then they found out how little of a player I am in my company and not important. And then they're like, we'll pass. So, oh, that was another sad one. Okay, hold on. I got paid a good amount of money.
Yay!
There you go. So I could watch movies.
Yeah, that's what you need to be doing instead of wrestling is studying for this game show. Good luck today. She has performed stand-up comedy, and I think perfected it as well, in all 50 states. It's Rita Kalm, everybody.
Hi. I think you're perfecting intros right now is what it really is.
You know, I can't read my own writing, but sometimes it improves on an intro because I like that better. She's perfected. Thank you.
Yeah.
I brought my readers. She's perfected comedy in 50 states because I would think it would take 50 states to perfect it.
Yeah.
Because they all react kind of differently, and you've experienced it all, so now you can do shows that no matter where you are, they love it.
Absolutely perfect. Pitch perfect. And in that regard, my apologies to Delaware, because first is the worst. And I wasn't ready. You know what I mean? I wasn't ready when I got to Delaware.
Like, where? What city in Delaware?
Wilmington. It was also a particularly bad show for like other reasons. Oh, I didn't really get to learn much about Delaware. Just this one guy who called himself a, can I say, pussy terrorist?
I mean, you just did. I understood all of it.
And part of his act included playing the chimes. So maybe it's not Delaware's fault, but he was there. It was a weird one.
This sounds like a terrible Sex in the City character. Like a guy that gets lots of puss because he plays the chimes.
I don't know if it works for him, but he definitely...
He hypnotizes.
He plays chimes about it. I don't know if he gets it. You know what I mean?
We were saying that you've performed in all 50 states reminded me of in the early days of my comedy, I had a joke when I hadn't done too many states yet, and I would say, I've performed in 6 states, drunk, sober, elated, depressed, California, and Texas. Because that had been the only 2 states I'd ever performed in, like when my comedy career started. Like Texas was the first road gigs I did. And so for a while, it was just California and Texas were my only stand-up states. But now there's this movie, Civil War, where Texas and California team up.
Whoa.
And so yeah, and fight the rest of the country. So I'm happy I have the connections in both of those states.
That's also
by connections,
like,
I mean people I can get weed from.
California and Texas, that's like completely opposite states too. So I feel like that's valid because it's kind of like California represents a lot of stuff and Texas is a different mentality. So it's like,
yeah, and
it's
they're
an
both
emotion.
Huge and they both have a lot of coastline.
Yeah,
they're both a border with Mexico. There's a whole bunch of reasons they should get together. all right. So, but thank you all to all of my guests for being here. And before we play our games today, I'm going to put you all on the spot because every episode of the show, I like to ask my guests to recommend a movie. Let's start with Karina. Recommend a film.
I'm going to cheat and recommend two, but one of them you can't see, so it's still really
okay,
recommending
one.
Okay,
so let's talk about the one you can't see, but then you'll recommend the one people will have access to.
I hope you were all at the Music Box in downtown Chicago to see The People's Joker. If you get a chance to see The People's Joker when it comes out on anything, go. It's amazing. But I'll recommend, because it's out on streaming, Hundreds of Beavers.
Let me just... My ears are kind of... One of my ears fell out on the drive over. So
yeah.
You know who made
practically
that?
Practically done.
Was that made by the pussy terrorist?
No. There is a little bit of... There's a little bit...
100 Beavers versus the pussy terrorist.
Yeah. There's a little
movie.
Bit of terrorism and a little bit of pussy, but mostly hundreds and hundreds of beavers. It is an animated, live-action, black-and-white slapstick movie that feels like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon, and it stars hundreds of beavers.
Have you recommended this movie before?
I just saw it last night, and okay. I'm still thinking about every single one of those hundreds of beavers.
all right, that sounds... I gotta write that down. It's just called Hundreds of Beavers.
It's called Hundreds of Beavers. And if you're looking for it online, I think you can rent it on Amazon and other places. There's pictures on the cover, helpfully, of hundreds of beavers.
Have you... do you think, like, is there a potential for a sequel without spoiling anything? And would they take it up a notch? Would the next one be Thousands of Beavers?
It's unclear... the future for the beavers at the end of this movie, whether or not they will continue as a species. And intrigue. Yeah, yes. It's a drama.
Sounds very suspenseful.
Also, I feel like looking at this crowd, you'd be like, this is a hundreds of beavers because you can't see anything. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I might be right now surrounded by hundreds of beavers.
Don't admit your beavers.
So many beavers, it'll have you going, damn.
Play possum, you beavers.
Yeah, I'm going to have to chew on that one.
You clap for that.
You get pelted with beavers.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not clapping, they're slapping their tails against
absolutely.
Against logs.
Would you stop? Okay. all right, this thing's lumbering on. Move on to the next one.
Then I saw her face, now I'm a beaver.
That's the Great Monkeys song. Okay, but that is also a great recommendation. But let's back up a second. Tell us about the People's Joker.
People's Joker, also animation, live action blend made by a trans stand-up comic who decided to take the Batman universe and tell the story of her life using all the characters without the authorization of Warner Brothers whatsoever. They tried to sue her into oblivion, and ladies and gentlemen, she won.
Yeah.
She won. She won on fair use. So it's honestly the best Batman movie I've ever seen.
Hell yeah.
It makes the best use of the IP. Like, you see all the characters in it, and they're all doing exactly what they're supposed to do, and it's excellent.
And you said we can't see it.
It is working on distribution rights because it's just been legally cleared to not be nuked into oblivion. So she's trotting it around to little repertory theaters right now and festivals. But I'm pretty sure with the buzz it's getting that as soon as Hundreds of Beavers clears the way, there'll be room for The People's Joker on some streaming service or another.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for it. Thanks for the heads up. Colt, what have you got for us?
Mine's also an animation called Hundreds of Dalmatians. No. Okay. there may be more. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. That would be cute. 101 beavers. That's what the sequel could be called. But it's already hundreds. So never mind. It's already a higher number than 101. What's your recommendation?
I guess I should recommend a wrestling movie. And
if you want.
For once, us as a wrestling genre and culture are able to be proud of a movie. Well, I guess not that proud. Everyone almost dies at the end of it. But The Iron Claw was such a good movie. Yes, I was supposed to be in it and then got kicked out of it. But it... I know how to bring it. Well, the guy playing
one. What happened? Were you too handsome?
I was just too. They said, "Sir, you look too much like a wrestler." This is the 80s in Texas. You have not done enough cocaine. I thought it was great. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I did. I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. And
real fun, real happy movie. real laugh riot.
It's always cool, like, when I know when these movies come out, and not only do I know the participants kind of that are being portrayed as a wrestler has been doing it for so long, but also a lot, you know, they used a lot of wrestlers in the movie itself, so it's nice to see our people get some work, you know?
Yeah, it was real wrestling heavy, but also a real heavy story, because there's a lot of tragedy around that family. And even more tragic in reality, they cut one dying brother.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you had enough dying brothers that they could just cut one, and it's still
we
terribly
don't need this
depressing.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild that the one brother's survived so many.
And it's so, because it's just like, there's so many, like, wrestling really is like a niche thing, and there's so many stories from our world. And I would recommend a TV show called Dark Side of the Ring. It's on Vice. And it's just like, it goes, and the Von Erich family was one of the episodes on there, but there's just so many crazy stories that I've heard about in the locker rooms or even participated in that I'm just like, this is wild, no one knows about it. So it's always nice when it comes to the big screen and the whole world is able to see it, and then you're looking on social media and you just see like someone who knows nothing about wrestling is just like, have you seen the Iron Claw? This is crazy. And I'm like, yeah.
I've lived it.
Right. Well,
and I was almost in it.
Yeah.
That's what you got to say.
And then the guy got COVID. The guy false positive on COVID. I was ready to wrestle. They called me up. They said, he's got COVID. Can you be there in one day? I was like, yes, I can. I'm a wrestler. I'll do anything. And then they're like, false positive. Sit home.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe some guy not having COVID was a bad news for you.
I've never wanted someone to have COVID more in my life.
On a positive note, you really redefined my concept of locker room talk after the last few years. I'm like, oh, you guys just get each other sad in there?
It's all sad
Inspired.
Stories in the locker room. Save the
Grab them by the emotions, we say.
Save the fun for out in the ring. Can I ask you, since you're here...
Thank you.
Do you see a movie every once in a while that has wrestling in it and get mad at how it's portrayed incorrectly? Because, like, when we see movies with stand-up in it, they rarely get that right.
Have you seen the new Rocket Money commercials on Instagram? It's like a stand-up comedian. Are they a sponsor?
No.
Okay, well, it's like they're just pretending to do comedy. Like, you heard about this Rocket Money? like... I don't know if that's a commercial.
What
everybody
is
sees.
The deal with this rocket money? Yeah. It's money with a rocket in it?
There's even like a heckler that's scripted. And it's like, oh, it sounds like they're ripping you off, man. Everybody laughs. And it's I don't know if everybody
like
sees that or if they're trolling me on Instagram. Like,
oh, yeah. Instagram ads. I swear they make some that are just for me.
Yeah.
You know, nobody else sees them.
This will
really,
make you feel bad.
Weird.
Do you like weed? Do you like movies?
Let me give you an example of a movie that I think the wrestling aspect of it is really fun and adds to the story, but isn't necessarily absolutely real. The Peanut Butter Falcon. Are you on that movie?
I did not see it in its entirety.
Because you turned it off in anger?
Correct.
What didn't you like about it?
No, I didn't see. I think I like half saw it on a plane or half something.
Oh, but you were mad at it.
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. I think I saw some clips. That's it.
So. Oh, okay. Because you know most of the wrestling occurs probably later in the film. So.
Yeah, I think Jake the Snake Roberts is in it.
Yeah,
and Mick Foley.
Uh huh.
And Peanut Butter Man.
Sure.
Nope.
No, that's a made up guy, like a fictional character. The movie wants to be called Peanut Butter Falcon as a wrestler. Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. So give it another try if you get a chance.
I will.
And then let me know how much they got the wrestling wrong.
Sure.
It got a one clap endorsement from the crowd. So
yeah.
I think that's...
That's all you got to look for these days because, you know, the one person here represents probably 100 people.
Hell yeah.
That are listening. All 100 people that are listening.
Hundreds of people.
Are clapping. And they're beavers. Okay, no. So did I ask you yet, Rena?
No.
No, okay, go ahead.
I've been really into this film I just saw. It's a documentary, and it is kind of a bummer, but it's like about the sweatshop industry. It's called Hundreds of Weavers. There's also...
Wow, I can't believe you did a mic drop on that. Oh my God! You have a lot of great puns in your act. You really should incorporate a mic drop.
I know, right?
Really tell people, hey, that was a fucking solid pun.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, they'll think you butchered it. Which leads me to my real recommendation: Hundreds of Cleavers.
Wait, we all laugh like you got it right. And you,
I thought it was funny.
I'm just sitting here in the corner.
That's you in the spotlight?
Thinking of things that rhyme with beavers.
Oh, okay.
No, this weekend I wanted to watch the new Jordan Peele, Dev Patel, Monkey Paw. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I...
Well, are you going to tell us about movies you haven't seen?
Yeah, that's what I want to watch.
Would possibly recommend someday?
Well, I was going to say, I think I watched Nope instead because I hadn't seen that one yet. I just wanted to... Like, it's current for me. And I really enjoyed it. Nope.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, yep, to Nope.
That's your recommendation?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
That big hit movie everybody loves?
Yeah.
The movie everybody's seen already?
I haven't watched a lot.
A lot of you seen Nope.
Hey, that's like only half.
Now
of
applaud
you.
If I just sank a putt. Same sound.
Golf clap.
Yeah,
golf
very
clap.
Golf clappy. But but a great recommendation nonetheless.
And then it made me want to watch westerns, so I've been kind of watching. I watched 3:10 to Yuma, the new one, and that was.
I don't
really
care
good.
What time you watched it.
I watched 4:20
only
to Yuma.
Care about...
And
oh, I should make that.
That would be a really shitty sequel, though.
Just like a van driving to Yuma. Trying to get there by 4:20.
Or it's like the actual sequel from the movie, and it's just him sitting in the train car just waiting to get there because they left at 3:10, and it's 4:20, and they're just still on the way. He gets motion sickness.
It's like the only movie you can watch on Amtrak.
I like that
you
one.
You know what I say to that pitch?
Mm-mm.
Nope. I only want to hear about beavers from now on.
I like westerns because I'm a pun slinger. Bye. I don't mic drop, I just leave.
All right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to play some games, but during the break, we're going to pick out some name tags. So, we'll be right back.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! Oh, the fun we had during the break while you listeners had to hear those annoying ads. We had a ball.
We were doing so many puns. Oh, it was wild.
So many good ones.
Rita's dead.
We selected name tags. So Karina is playing for Nick Coltergeist. Made a real nice TV. And Colt is playing for Groundhog Dan. Pretty self-explanatory. And there once was a motion picture called Dave, so Rena's playing for a gentleman named Dave. Who? Do you like that movie, Dave?
I do.
Yeah, it's not bad. All right, so... that's why you won't catch me with any crowd work clips. All right, so for our first game today, it's one of the sillier games we play, and I hope we have fun with it, and it's called Live, Die, Repeat. All right, in this game, I'm going to say the title of a real movie that actually exists, and I'm going to say it slowly. And you all can guess, everybody on stage can guess as often as they like, but the idea is to be the first person to say the entire title completely incorrectly, that will be the winner of this game. Yeah, it's silly. And yeah, and this, but this is a real title. And also, every time somebody guesses, I'll go back to the beginning of the title, and that means your guess was incorrect. Because why do I keep talking? All right. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. The feeling that the time for... This is an interesting approach you all have.
The feeling that a time for an answer has arrived.
See, there's an attempt at a guess. The feeling that the time for doing...
The feeling that the time for doing what's right.
The feeling...
You didn't even get the first part right.
I had a real loose grip on that one.
The feeling that the time for doing something has...
The feeling for the time that doing something has begun.
The feeling that the time...
The feeling that the time for doing something has begun. You said that.
And it was a great answer.
Wow, you didn't see his answer? The feeling...
The feeling that the time for doing something has arrived.
The feeling that the time...
The feeling that the time for doing something has passed.
That is the answer! And that motion picture is in theaters now.
Where?
And it's the first time a lot of you are hearing of it, I'm sure.
On what marquee? Like,
it's my favorite terrible title currently.
I feel like the time for that movie has passed.
There's so many titles now that I can't keep track of anymore because they're just sentences. It's just a sentence, like, I think I'm going to be going, and, you know? Like, it's like, what? You know, like, it's so hard to remember, especially if you're, like, totally into trivia. Like, there was a Melissa McCarthy movie I can never remember. It's something like, I'm sorry I did that to you, or something. It's just ridiculous. I mean, what did I know what you did last summer start? So the feeling that the time for doing something has passed. I got to see a screening of it recently. It's very, it's a very interesting movie. That's all I'll say. It's different.
Does it hold up to the title? Does it invoke that
it's
feeling?
It's better than the title.
Okay.
Is it longer than the title?
And it is. But like, it's a tight 82 minutes, which I, you know, mwah, I love that.
I just like when you know what you're going to get, like more than at least 100 beavers, you know? Like more.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, more movies should just have a number in the title.
Yeah.
That's you know, true. Like I was so relaxed during Two Guns because it's like, okay, at least there's only two.
Yeah. It's the Cosmo theory of naming your movie. Put a number on the cover and women will come.
All right.
Is that how you make women come?
Oh! Mic drop. Mic drop.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think back on my experience with hundreds of beavers.
Okay, so Karina gets to go first in our next game.
Honestly, that's... you just go until that time that the feeling you should have done something has passed. And then, then you've done it.
Write it down. Yeah.
The feeling that the time for doing something has passed. Yeah, I like that. That's not what the movie's about, but it should be. It's like the old head tap, move on. Okay, so our next game that I've created especially for this situation, this game is called Rosemont O'Hare Adjacent. Might be the only time it gets played, but I know how to suck up to a crowd, and I want everybody here to feel special. Because the audiences are always so good, and this is a game that I meant to say this in the green room back before the show. Like one thing I wanted to say to you is that the second game is nearly impossible, but it's multiple choice. Yeah, so just go for the try to have good luck. Because in Rosemont O'Hare Adjacent. I'll name a movie and you tell me if it features Rose Marie Montgomery Clift or Jim O'Hare. Jim O'Hare from Chicago, known for Parks and Rec, a two-time guest on this show.
Yeah.
So shout out to Jim. Okay, so we'll, as I said, we'll start with Karina. And if Karina doesn't get it right, then Colt gets to guess with only two remaining answers. If Colt misses, then Rena gets just a gimme point. You just get a free point. Yeah, but every time somebody gets a point, the next person will go first on the next title, and the first person at 3 points wins. Here we go. Karina.
Yeah.
Rosemarie Montgomery Clift, or Jim O'Hare, was in a movie called The Big Lift.
The Big Lift. The Big Lift. I'm gonna go with Jim O'Hare on that.
You're going to say that Jim O'Hare,
yes,
is in The Big Lift.
I think he made it right before his Better Call Saul cameo. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that is incorrect. Yeah, it's true. So now we go.
Yeah, The Big Lift, one of my favorite British movies.
It was the sequel to The Small Lou.
Thank you. I believe that was Montel Williams was in that one. Is that the right Mont?
Is this some of your Chicago-based humor?
Montel Williams?
Was he a Chicago guy?
I think he did do the show in Chicago,
didn't
he?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll go with
Mont. Big weed guy. He's really into weed.
Is he?
Yeah, because he has something. Right, he has some sort of, what?
MS.
He has MS, so he...
Oh,
so
great job, Cole. Bring it down again.
No, but I'm just saying that we had helped him, so that's nice. Okay. Wait, what was your guess?
Montague, Lord Montague. I'm in a theater. That's a thing in a theater, right?
The Full Monty.
You're saying Montgomery Clift?
Yes.
Was in The Big Lift?
Yeah, it rhymes. Clift.
You think that's how he selected his roles?
Yes. All the greats.
I mean, Rena Karina Cabana.
That is correct. That is Montgomery Clift. Yeah, from 1950.
Yeah. I was really ready to guess the other one.
Okay. Well, you get to go first on this next one, Rena.
Oh, boy.
So you have to choose between three, so it's probably not a great position to be in. Because all these people have been in lots of movies, and you probably have never heard of this one. Which one of those three is in a movie called Top Banana?
Top.
I wanted to have the moment of, you know, which one is in Top Banana Cabana. But I generally don't refer to people by their last names anyway.
Yeah, right.
Today it's Cabana.
Cabana? And, okay, he's the really non-rhyming name. Well, I guess if we do the nya, it doesn't rhyme with. Anyway, I'm stalling because I don't know the Top Banana, Rosemarie.
Rosemarie or Montgomery Clift or Jim O'Hare.
I think I was going to say Rosemarie.
Okay. I'm not trying to make you change your mind. I'm just making sure that that's your official answer.
Yeah, I was really ready to say her name when I knew it was right, so I'm just going to go with it now.
You knew it was right?
Well, the last time, if, you know, he had gotten it wrong, it would have been the only choice, so I'm leaning on that vibe.
Oh, interesting.
Well, while knowing nothing.
Your reasons are faulty. But your answer is correct! Top Banana from 1954.
You're welcome, Dave.
Rosemarie. All right, Karina gets to go first on this next one. And the points are just going everywhere but Karina, so... This is it. Dead heat on a merry-go-round.
So this is the dead heat on a merry-go-round.
On a merry-go-round.
Is it just me, or are the horses on a merry-go-round fixed in place such that one never wins and you're always in a dead heat?
Oh, is that what they're... I didn't put that together.
I just like to leave the audience with one to think on so they don't think I'm an idiot when I guess wrong with Montgomery Clift.
Let me just have a... Nope. Colt?
Rose McGowan.
Don't make me give you half a point. But Rosemarie is correct. Yeah, Rosemarie and Dead Heat on a Merry-Go-Round. I'm so glad you explained that, Karina, because I really just thought, what a random place for a dead heat.
But not vertically.
Right?
You know,
it's not dead heat on a Ferris wheel. It's a merry-go-round.
Like, some of them might go up and down faster. They do move that way.
However you measure success on a merry-go-round is up to you.
Yeah. I go to win. I'm there to win.
I want to be on the horse that goes higher. I'm here to be higher. Okay, so let's recap. Colt has 2 points. Rena has 1. Karina Magyar is here.
And great at explanations.
We're so lucky. Okay, so Colt got that last one, right? Okay, so Rena, you're up first again.
All right.
All right. Worked out for you last time?
Let's feel readier.
If it works out again. Mont, Rose, or O'Hare. Dance, baby, dance. Got some in the audience.
Dance, baby.
I don't know if they're referring to an actual baby or just to anybody. Hey, come on, dance, baby. Dance.
Dance, baby, dance.
It's the solo project spinoff of Ally McBeal. And it's just
the dancing baby, baby the movie.
Yeah.
It's called Dance, Baby, Dance.
I want to say Joel O'Hare because we haven't.
They could also call Dance, Baby, Dance, Baby's Night Out. If they wanted to. Who'd you guess?
Joe O'Hare.
Okay, well, don't make me disqualify you by calling Jim Joe. That doesn't seem very fair.
Well, it's no Rose McGowan.
No, it's true. But Jim O'Hare is the correct answer.
Yeah, Jim.
This is exciting. Oh, my goodness. What a matchup we have.
For this comeback.
Yeah, you are really poised.
I'm poised.
To impress. Mm. With your answer, but of course, with three to choose from, it's not easy.
I don't like it that way.
Montgomery Clift, Rose Marie, or Jim O'Hare, which one was in Heavens to Betsy?
I feel like I've seen this movie.
You've seen Heavens to Betsy?
Oh, no. Just thinking of a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. Heavens to Murgatroyd. Okay. Heavens to Betsy sounds like a Rosemary. Rosemary.
You're going Rosemary?
I'm going Rosemary knowing full well it's wrong.
Is in
Heavens the names.
To Betsy. You know what? It's uncanny how you never get it right. Colt for the game.
Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it. This is
that is incorrect.
Oh!
He was celebrating already, like a proper heel. Rena, a lot of times I make the contestants remember which one hasn't been said yet. Do you recall?
I sure do, and it's Jim O'Hare.
Yes, that is correct. Jim O'Hare stars in Dance, Baby, Dance. I don't think he's the title character, but congratulations, Rena. You won that game.
Congratulations, Dave. It's all for you.
But just for fun, just because I did it, it's here on this piece of paper. We'll start with Karina. This is like just for fun. Just to see if another guess, see if you can keep the streak going.
Oh, I can.
And not get it right. Try not to get it right. That'll be fun. See what do a George Costanza.
Yeah.
Try not to get it right. Maybe you will. The title is Don't Worry. We'll think of a title later.
Wow. No.
Oh, no, not even later. Just we'll think of a title. Don't worry.
Don't worry, we'll think of a title.
Yeah. So they really were concerned that viewers could not handle an untitled thing.
Sounds kind of avant-garde for the 50s. I'm going to say Montgomery Clift.
No, I'm sorry. Colt, what do you think?
That's a Joe project if I've ever heard one. Big Joe. It's a Big Joe.
Friend of the Joe.
Yeah. Cup of Joe.
Joe Hare.
What do you think it is, Rena?
I think it's Rose Marie.
I think you're right.
It sounds like, yeah.
Yes. From 1966. And she co-stars with Maury Amsterdam. They played Sally and Buddy, the writers for Dick Van Dyke on The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh.
So maybe this movie is kind of a weird spin-off of that. But I'd never heard of it previous to preparing this game. But I'm excited that it's out there.
I'm glad they went with The Dick Van Dyke Show. If that was the, you know, having a tough time thinking of the name. Is that what it was about?
No. It was just like he plays Dick Petrie. It's just the Dick Van Dyke Show because he was famous and got a show. They used to do that all the time, Rob Petrie. And then, thank you. And, you know, like Mary Richards was Mary Tyler Moore. Like they'd have these fucking fake names, but their name would be in the. It didn't make
Rob
sense.
Rob Tyler Moore.
Montgomery Tyler Moore.
Okay, here's the last one. I just love that this is a movie called this Lunch Wagon.
This is yours.
Which, you know, they probably spend all their time trying to keep the beavers away from the lunch wagon.
Lunch wagon.
But which one do you think was in that, Karina?
Let's see. Every time I've said Montgomery Clift, it's been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've said Jim O'Hare, it's been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've said Rosemarie, it's been wrong.
I'm detecting a pattern.
Lunch Wagon, starring Jim Nabors and Montgomery Clift.
I don't think either of them are in it. It'd be wild if you're right about Jim Nabors. Colt?
Lunch Wagon with Sally Fields and Jim O'Hare.
Well, Rena's really running away with this by just sitting there. Just hanging out to win. It's a shame Jeopardy doesn't work like that. Yeah, Rosemarie was in Lunch Wagon from 1981, and I can only assume, like, it sounds like she was the lunch lady in Lunch Wagon, because her character name was Mrs. Schmeckler.
Ooh.
With a name like Schmeckler, that'd be good.
That makes you hungry, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does work up an appetite when you hear Schmeckler. All right, so congratulations to Rena for winning that game.
Guys. Thank you for
letting me. They're going to paint your face real big on the back wall because you won the second game on Doug Loves Movies. And when we come back, you'll be going first in what many people find to be a very challenging game that will determine our winner today and which one of those lucky folks gets to go home with his bag of crap. We will do that after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back! That was a fun commercial break. Colt probably said the funniest thing that anybody has said all day. And only the people here got to hear it.
Well, my stadium comedy tour is coming soon. They'll hear it then. It's fine.
You're going to do shows outside of stadiums?
Yes.
I kind of like that idea. Go on a stadium tour just as in the parking lot. We could do comedy and wrestling, actually. Set up a ring. I'll do comedy from the middle of a ring.
I've performed outside the Sphere. In Vegas.
Like just standing outside it?
They asked me to leave.
You're just out there telling jokes on the street?
I was just taking pictures, really. It was like more of a show for me, I guess. I was doing this
real. You know what I always say about the Sphere in Vegas?
You too?
That's what I say. No, I say there's nothing to Sphere but Sphere itself. All right, so what's happening? Oh, we got one more game to play. Let's do it. This is called Last Person Standing, and it's the game we've been playing at the end of the show for a while now on the live shows, because it's a great way to get the people whose name tags you chose involved. And what we're going to do is I'm going to ask each of the people who were chosen, Dan, Dave, and Nicole. I'm going to ask each of you. Nicole's already panicking. Like, why did I make such a great name tag? I'm going to be called on? Oh, shit. That's okay. I mean, since she, you know, it's, don't worry about it. All right, so, anyway, we'll get three names. You get to pick, Nicole, the name of an actress, And each of the name tags will pick one actress, and then all of us will take turns naming movies that that actress was in, and the last person standing, that's not me, is the winner. And you can, you know, once we get the three names, you can guess a movie with any of the three people. And like I said, I like it to be all women, because actresses would never get picked if we just said name an actor. We just play Schwarzenegger every time. So Dan, Groundhog Dan, what do you got?
Someone I would know. Someone I would know.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman. Someone I would know.
Yeah! Only actresses that are in the Iron Claw. Could you even name one actress that's in the Iron Claw? I don't think I could.
White.
Who?
Jeremy Allen White.
Hey, no Schmeckling.
He's an actress now? Okay. But anyway, yeah, no, please no yelling out things. It sounded like I was asking everybody, but what about Nicole Tergeist?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, that's a huge one. Are you okay with that, Colt?
I got one.
Everybody's got one.
I'm pretty sure of.
Everybody's got that one. Okay, and Rena's name tag is Dave. Where are you at, Dave? I lose track of Dave. Oh, there he is.
Gina Davis.
Oh. Gina Davis. He really sticks it, he stays close to Dave.
Team Dave all the way.
If we were doing dudes, he would have said Larry David. But we're not. Also, he's not in a lot of movies. All right, so we've got Julia Roberts. I should have wrote this down the first time we went through it. Julia Roberts and Nicole Kidman. I mean, this is, we could go forever on these, yeah, these ones.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we got Nicole Kidman and Julia Roberts and Gina Davis, and we take turns naming movies, and we start with Rena, then me, then Colt, then Karina, and if you can't think of one at any point, you can go to your lifeline to help you with giving you one answer, and hopefully there'll still be enough titles left with those actresses that your lifeline will actually be of help.
All right.
Sometimes the lifeline is stumped. It could happen.
Don't let me down, Dave.
He said Gina Davis, so I feel like he's pretty confident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In that category, I hope so. That actress. All right. So, start us off, Rena. Name a movie.
Beetlejuice.
Featuring either Gina Davis. Okay. All right, we're going with Beetlejuice.
And, I got excited.
Don't say it three times.
Okay. Right. That's it.
All right. I would like to say, I like to try to go obscure so that, you know, I don't take any that the other contestants might be thinking of. So I'm going to say Pretty Woman.
A League of Their Own.
Very good, very good.
Why are you laughing at me?
Your voice was almost
It was
shaking.
Funny the way it was like, oh, I thought of one.
Yeah.
Which is good, because you might think of another by the time it gets back to you.
Hell yeah.
But right. Now we're on to Karina.
Moulin Rouge! Exclamation point.
Right? I love exclamation points.
Yeah.
In movie or sitcom titles. Mm-hmm. My favorites are Mother! With Jennifer Lewis. And there was a sitcom that starred Ellen Cleghorn, and it was just called Cleghorn! Like, yeah, that exclamation point really boosted people's interest. All right. Back to you, Rena.
I'll go with Erin Brockovich.
Yes. I think we've covered all of Julia's
Oscar-nominated
work, so that puts us in a position where we have to start talking sequels, and or it's not really a sequel, it's sort of a repairing with Richard Gere. Runaway Bride.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Erin Brockovich too.
The water is still killing us. Yeah. Colt, what do you have for us next, buddy?
I'm okay. I have this one. Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you took that away from all of us. I think everybody thinks of that one.
Remember how impressed you were with me the next time this comes around.
She's like the lead, and like it's a Gina Davis vehicle. Mm-hmm. A bunch of silly comics running around. Okay, Karina.
I'm gonna go with Tinkerbell with Hook.
Oh. I thought you were suggesting that that was the title.
No. That's just her nickname from the set of that movie. They called her Tinker Hell. Yeah.
Oh.
Really? I thought she was one of America's sweethearts.
Not as a.
Wait, you're out of turn.
No, I thought I was next.
I said Hook. I said Hook.
Okay.
I said Hook.
All right.
Yeah.
It's coming this way. Yeah. Rena was right, but that would have been so funny if it wasn't your turn. And you blew out an answer like that. Oh, my goodness. all right. How about, who are the actresses again? We got, nobody's done a Nicole Kidman. So just to try to move this along quicker. Oh, you did one?
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yeah, exclamation point. You know what? One of her movies should have had an exclamation point. It should have been called The Hours! Back to you, Colt, with the weather.
I don't know if this is right.
Oh, don't say something that's not right. Use your lifeline and then double back.
All right.
Think of something else later.
I think I have one.
There's hundreds of movies to choose from.
Dan?
This is a Nicole Kidman movie?
If you want, or Gina Davis, or a third person. Julia Roberts.
Bewitched
with Nicole Kidman. Yeah. Probably her best film. It's the one she's watching in that AMC ad. Yeah. She's talking about how great movies are. She's sitting there digging Bewitched. She had to learn how to do that thing where she trickles her nose to make things, witchy things happen. She's good at it. She was good at it. She had a fake nose in The Hours.
Real honker.
A lot of noses.
Karina.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Thelma and Louise.
Yes. Yeah.
Take that one.
Very good.
I'm surprised Karina hasn't guessed this one yet, but in honor of you, I'm going to guess Eyes Wide Shut.
Because of the seeing thing.
Yeah.
Not because of the sex party thing.
Right. Is there overlap? Because that's fine. I'm not judgmental.
You know, Karina, when I watch Eyes Wide Shut, I cannot stop thinking about you.
Yeah. It's true. All my sex tapes have dolly shots in them. It's true.
Oh, my God. All right. okay. This rarely happens, where I get to say the name of someone on stage as an answer in this game. Deep Calm.
Ooh.
Starring Nicole Kidman.
I would have never guessed that.
You didn't even know there's a movie with your name in the title?
That was a deep cut for this Calm, you know?
I can't,
I'll watch
you know,
it.
None of those women are in a movie with the word cabana in it. I'll tell you that right now.
This is wrong. Interview with a Vampire?
Wait, what are you... What? Don't look at your lifeline.
He already used it.
Because they can't tell you yes or no. They already helped you once.
I just said it, but I said it in a question mark because I don't...
Yeah. I wouldn't say it if I were you. I'd immediately take it back.
Yeah.
Think about those actresses. Throw out something else.
Moderate Calm.
Wait, I said deep calm. It's dead calm.
Oh,
yeah, so I'm out.
Wait, I don't
deep
like that.
Calm.
I'm not watching it.
I mean, dead calm.
It's dead calm. You can't even cheat.
You know, Deep Calm starring Joe O'Hare.
Oh, shit. So that's your answer, Dead Calm?
Yeah, of course.
All right. You're still in.
Thanks.
Oh.
But definitely switch out hats. Put on your thinking cap. This one just is for looks. Oh, rally cap. Okay. Oh, yeah. Turned it around.
I'm ready for the arm wrestling competition.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Does anybody here think they could beat him in arm wrestling?
No.
I love one person speaks for the whole audience.
No.
What are you, crazy? Whose turn is it? Do you have something? Or
yeah,
I do.
I do. No, I'm not stalling at all. Notting Hill.
Ooh. That's a fine movie. Yeah.
I almost said Over the Top just to be funny, but I thought he might disqualify me, so I didn't.
You're disqualified. What are you doing? Humor on this podcast? No, thank you. This is a serious film podcast.
Yes.
Play serious games.
I'm gonna go with the Stepford Wives.
Yes, she was on a tear on.
Oh yeah,
Nicole
that was right
Kidman
after the
in
Hours.
Those movies that shouldn't have been made.
Hours of footage.
Yeah, I mean, I wish both of those, you know, previously made movies that she did. I wish they could. We could never see them again. I wish they would just go far and away.
Only one I had left.
And I'm not even in the game anymore. I just blew out an answer for no reason.
I hope
none of you are going to cheat and take it.
Far and Away is actually the prequel to Eyes Wide Shut.
Colt?
Well, one just came to me, I'll be honest.
What is it?
No, I won't use it. B-movie?
What?
What?
Julia Roberts was a voice in B-movie.
No way. There's no way. Was she? No way.
I got one guy saying yeah.
Yeah, because he wants you to win.
And his name is Dan.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, that would have been... It was Renee Zellweger was the girl B, I'm pretty sure. Maybe Julia Roberts is in Unfrosted. You're mixing those two up. But I think Julia Roberts was the lady aunt in that Woody Allen aunt movie called Ants with a Z. Or no, she was...
That was Woody Allen?
She was the spider in Charlotte's Web. I mean, she's been a bunch of voices. But anyway, what's your guess?
Far and Away?
Yeah. That's correct. Karina?
Days of Thunder.
Yes.
Okay, I am thinking of a movie that I know is the right movie, but I don't know if this is the right name. Should I go to my lifeline?
Yeah, go to your lifeline.
Dave, you got one for us?
Fletch.
Fletch.
Who's in Fletch?
Gina Davis.
Oh, yeah. Gina Davis
is
in Fletch.
We're going with Fletch.
Not a great role for her, I don't think. Like,
yeah, it got
mostly,
no reaction
mostly
from
him
the crowd.
And silly costumes and stuff. And
yeah. It's really bothering me. I can't think of this other one, but...
What other one?
The one I'm thinking of that I know.
Well,
I haven't seen
it.
Fletch.
Just spit it out.
Would it count as a whole guess?
No, you don't. You can take...
What's,
you can go with Fletch, even though I'm still not convinced.
A View to Kill... The one where she's a teacher...
She's like
she
Gina Davis's Fletch's
Nicole
girlfriend?
Kidman? No, oh, yeah.
In Fletch? She's assistant. Okay, yeah. Ooh, thank you. Go.
The one... Is it Time to Kill? Is that the one with Nicole Kidman?
That's
when she,
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, well, the one where she's...
I love it when women mix up these actresses as badly as the dudes do.
Yeah, it's equality.
Wait, you'd probably be better at this if I used men's names?
No, I'm just saying I'd be equally bad.
all right, so what's your guess? Oh, we went with Fletch, so
yeah.
Let's go back to Colt. You didn't remember any of those other... I was sitting here just saying titles of movies that Julia Roberts was a voice in. But
Ants with a Z?
Yeah, Ants with a Z.
Yeah, nailed it.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Karina?
BMX Bandits.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman's first movie, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like it.
She's really good.
That's
at
one
this.
Of those trivia things that people pull out.
Yeah.
They know
Have
that.
You seen the movie?
Uh-uh.
It's fan-fucking-tastic. There's
okay.
a car chase with BMX bikes and bubbles everywhere. Just bubbles. For fun.
So you think BMX bikes are cars?
No, the cars chase
Chasing
the BMX
bikes.
Yeah. But the bubbles are coming off the BMX bikes, and it really flusters the cars.
I bet. That's the worst. They probably have to turn on their wipers.
They do. They break.
They probably have the windows down so some of it goes in their eyes.
Yeah, the dirt gets in their eyes on the BMX track. It's great. You've written the whole scene.
Oh, okay. What's your next answer, Rena?
I feel like if you got a cut that deep, you should beat me. Okay.
That would be fair, probably, yeah.
Did you guys see that spinoff of Pretty Woman called Hundreds of Hookers? I don't have anything. I'm really faulty.
I don't think Richard Gere has that kind of money.
No, not anymore.
That's hundreds of gerbils.
He had to.
I'm sorry, Richard. I know it's a hoax, but come on.
It's no, the first line of his Wikipedia. Yeah.
He just had to American Gigolo his way through it.
It isn't in his. I don't think it is in his Wikipedia. Maybe it's a while.
Somebody can fix that. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Somebody jumped into my Wikipedia one time and added a sentence that was just like horrifying. It was like, he on a visit to South Africa, he contracted AIDS. And I was just like, Wikipedia, can you take that out? Part of it's true. I've never been to South Africa. I don't like travel lies. All right, who's up? Back to Colt. You good? He's trying to do singles.
Oh,
singles.
Yes. But I don't know which one. Batman and Robin.
Hey. Is your guess?
Batman flies through the night. Batman.
I love
Batman.
This game. I love this game.
Batman Returns.
How long do you think you could do this for?
Batman Witch.
Like for an eternity?
Batman Eternal
like
Hope.
Like how long?
Eternal long Sunshine gonna, of Batman.
How long is this going to go on for?
Batman Reverence.
Batman what?
Batman Batman Forever.
Yes!
Oh my God. I thought it was never going to happen.
We did it.
Hey, I did it. What's this we talk?
That's Colt after every tag team match he's in. What do you mean we? I tagged in. All right, Karina.
I'm going to say one that might piss off the entire panel and the audience, but it is the truth.
I love it.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No reason to be mad about it.
Well, I mean, it's just sitting there.
I'll see your Aquaman and raise you Chicago. I've got nothing. Oh. I really ran out.
Oh, shit. I really, such confidence.
Yeah.
That was that. Early Nicole Kidman, there was one she was in called Flirting, I think.
What was the one where she was the teacher and she got her student to kill her husband?
To die for.
See, that's what I was going to say.
Was she a teacher in that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, she was a newswoman.
Yeah.
She was a newswoman.
I was going to say.
No, teachers actually molest students. Yeah. This was a news person.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This was more shocking.
Yeah.
News people know how to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Those teachers always screw up. They always treat that one kid special. They bring that kid an apple, it's wild. All right, so where are we at? Whose turn is it? This is winding down. I think we have a winner, but go ahead, Colt. That's it? You're done?
Anyone
He's
else
tapping.
Have a...
Look at this physical...
I figured out Eaves and Flows, the movie...
Eaves and Flows.
What does this mean?
O2. Australian boogie. Australian wave pool.
I don't know what this means.
Australian hole? Smaller than a hole.
Aquaman 2.
Aquaman 2? Australian boogaloo?
I can't believe there isn't already a podcast where people play charades.
Yeah.
It's so fun to listen to.
Do you think I'll get this?
I don't know. I don't know what... I know some of the movies, but I don't know what they're driving at.
Wuthering Heights.
Aquaman 2.
This is... The swimming motion is being said. There's a hole. There's also... The size of my wiener is being shown.
11s.
Oh, Ocean's 11.
Ocean's
this was an ocean.
And 11 is the size of my penis, correct?
Okay, so now that we know Ocean's 11, I'm not going to let you say that. That would be cheating. But Ocean's 11, now what's your guess?
Ocean's 12.
That is correct.
That was going to be my guess.
Karina?
Yeah, I'm going to Australia. just to put that one out of its misery.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah, that's one.
The waves for Oceans, I thought for a while, is that a kangaroo?
That's Hugh Jackman. He's always doing that.
What if it was just someone who's having a medical emergency in the audience, waving their arm around, and we're like, Ocean?
We just guessed them to death.
I'm having a disorienting heart attack.
There was a weird movie where they would do this, like, to their loved one. Which one was that? Do you remember that?
Avatar?
I don't know.
Nobody knows that here. Where they would do this.
Oh, Avatar, maybe they did that?
No.
Must be a wrestling
thing. They stuck their tails together in Avatar.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right, whose turn is it? Rita?
Angry Beavers.
No, we got Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12.
Ocean's 13?
She's not in that one.
Everyone knew that, Rita. Yeah,
that's great. I love that.
I thought I was out.
Yeah, I was just having fun. You know, that's... We're just here having a good time. But Karina's our winner!
Can I see if my lifeline knows one?
Oh, yeah, we didn't even go to your lifeline. That's exciting.
Yeah.
She has two.
What do you got?
The others?
I think I said the others, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, early on.
I thought you thought it.
That was maybe I thought it.
Yeah.
Oh, duh.
My best friend's wedding. Yeah.
Yes.
I got like a mashup of Runaway Bride and that going on. And Flat the others and the hours.
Yeah. But all of them have been in a lot of movies, so
yeah,
it's both difficult and easy at the same time, depending on how many of those you've seen. I've seen most of their movies, those three actresses, I think. A Geena Davis one that we didn't say is The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy goes, yeah, that movie. Yeah, not another particularly memorable title because it's like, I don't really think of it as a romantic movie necessarily. Yeah.
Well, another romantic movie of hers that you don't think of that way, but it really is sexy and romantic, is The Fly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Her and Jeff Goldblum, they did three movies together, and it was like two out of three were pretty great.
Yeah.
Which my dad took me to when I was about 6 years old. Which is crazy to think about.
Right, but it's never too early to learn about bugs. Yeah. You know, it's kind of educational in a weird way. And super disgusting.
Stuart Little is a good one. Yeah.
Did you hide behind someone else before yelling Stuart Little?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want anyone to see me.
Were you
yelling
hoping
about Stuart Little?
Were you hoping to be like a mouse? Just... Stuart Little!
Don't mind me. But yeah, let's do the thing where the whole audience tells us movies that weren't mentioned.
Larry Crouch! Mystic Pizza! Sweat Lodge! Bunny Monster!
That's a
good one. Yeah, right? That's crazy.
Treasure Island?
Everybody sits there with one, and when we don't say it, they're like so happy it never got mentioned.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mystic Pizza. What was the... Oh, Satisfaction was an early Julia Roberts. And...
Steel Magnolias.
Oh, duh, yeah.
Yes.
Sitting there. Go ask
I was trying really hard to think of one that had two of them, and I can't. And
I don't
it's
think
kind
they
of
ever
wild that none of those three have crossed paths outside of an AMC.
Yeah. I don't think they have. That's really... Interesting, but they all, you know, they've all been like leading ladies for a long time, so
yeah,
good on them. All right, Karina, you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to promote?
every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on Twitch, me and a couple of my Chicago friends riff a movie, make fun of a feature-length movie, and it's called Botch Party. So our channel on Twitch is Botch Party. It's free to just watch. This maybe not legal, but Twitch hasn't stopped us yet, so this is what we're going to do until they do. This Tuesday, we're watching Domino, Battle of the Bones, with Snoop Dogg as a narrator, directed by former NBA All-Star Baron Davis. Previous titles we've watched include Defula, an ASL language version of Dracula that has no dialogue whatsoever. Missing Link, an early 80s movie about a caveman that also has no dialogue whatsoever.
I've got a recommendation.
Yeah?
Lunch Wagon.
I can't wait.
That's got to be fun. Anyway, I think it's like an 80s sex comedy kind of thing. Yeah. What year did I say it was? 2007. Okay. So, no, it's 1981. So go find Mrs. Schmeckler, and we'll have you back real soon, Karina. Thank you. We go from Karina to Rena.
Oh,
Rena Kalm.
Thank you.
Promote
for having
yourself.
Me. Okay, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Rena Kalm, and that'll give you to the links of all my stuff where you can find my book. I have a book of puns called Once a Pun a Time. And that's in the link there. My album, Calmity. And I'll be hopefully recording my next album somewhere in the Chicagoland area. And sneak peek, that one's going to be called Renaissance. And also the link to my wiki feed. It's
about
all on
time. It's about time you've had your Renaissance. I'm just going to ignore the wiki feed.
I have nothing to do with that. It's just
it just happened.
I found it.
Yeah. You're just going to, that's what happens to people. You just stumble upon your own feet.
I was in
a website.
I was in Kickapoo, Illinois, when I found my wiki feet. And that sounds like something they do on there.
Right?
Yeah. Quite a day.
Cole Cabana.
Hi. You can watch the thing I'm involved with. Sometimes I wrestle. Sometimes I coach and produce in the back. It's called All Elite Wrestling every Wednesday night and Saturday night on TNT and every Friday night on TBS. I also wrestle around the country. Next week, May 11th, 10th and 11th, I'll be in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. May 17th and 18th, I'm going to be in St. Paul in the St. Paul, Minnesota area. Also, I'm also on Twitch. Everything is at Colt Cabana for me. And then if you guys, I think the next AEW Chicago show is July 3rd at the Wind Trust, so you should all come down. Oh, I also made three documentaries about the life of a professional wrestler. You're welcome to watch them. I got laughs for that one. That's an interesting one. they're called The Wrestling Road Diaries 1, 2, and 3. You can grab that at cultmerch.com. Thank you.
Yay. Doug Loves Movies is coming to the Arlington Draft House in Arlington, Virginia on June 8th at 4:20, like I like to do. Thank you, everybody, for coming out today. And thank you to Zanies for hosting this show for so many years now and for, yeah. And one more time for all of my guests, Cole Cabana, Karina Magyar, Rena Kalm, Tip the wait staff, and I close every movie with a last line, and this one I just feel like is, I'm not going to say what movie it's from, but I think it's appropriate for where we are. So get ready with that end theme. As always, tell him to take care of it himself.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.